And joining us this morning from the BBB of Southern Colorado, Jonathan Liebert is here. Hello, Jonathan.
Well, good morning.
We are so glad you are here because it's kind of an alert for local business owners. There is a scam that is popping up targeting small businesses here in our area, and it has to do with all the best ofs.
Right, so this one's a little bit unusual, right?
Yeah.
Because we typically talk about consumer scams. This one's actually a warning to small businesses,
yeah,
primarily. Everybody wants to win a best of award. It's great for marketing, looks, yeah, great in your lobby, it looks good on your website, etc. And we have some scammers that are locally calling people in our area, telling a business that they've won a best of award, and they need to send them money.
To get the award.
To get the actual award, right.
And of course, generally speaking, I'm trying to think of some of the top best of awards we have here in our area, and there is no money for... Hey,
there's not.
There's no money.
No, there's not. So if you're a best of, you have either submitted yourself, somebody may have nominated you, and they would let you know that you were a finalist or that you were enrolled. But what's,
yeah,
happening now is you've got these businesses that are getting phone calls stating that they have won a Best of Colorado Springs award. That may not, or may not say which organization it's from, but in this day and age, they could pick a .com and, you know, just say it's from some website company. But and are telling them that they need to spend $100 to $200 for the actual award itself, which that will never happen.
Ever.
Ever.
Now,
do we know if these phone calls are originating in Colorado Springs or is out of state, out of market?
I'm assuming that they're originating out of state, but of course they're, you know, adding the 719 area code in front of them, so it's hard to tell because they can spoof really any number these days. But we're pretty confident they're probably coming from outside of the state.
Okay.
Now, this is not to be confused with, you were mentioning before, like an article.
Correct.
Then a business may pay for an article, correct, to, yeah, so, we want not to be confused with this.
But it complicates it, right? Because,
yeah,
sometimes when you do win an award or there's a great write-up in a local newspaper, you're going to get a call from a legitimate company that will ask if you would like to have that article printed and framed, and there's a charge that's associated with that. So
okay,
some people might also think, oh, well, this is something like that, and it's not. So the article itself is very different that you might have to pay for, if you'd like, than the actual award itself. That's something you would not pay for. That's what these award ceremonies do. They are, you know, there to honor, you know, businesses.
Right.
We just had our 25th Night of Excellence,
yes,
Customer Service Awards, and,
yeah,
nobody had to pay for their award. So,
right,
that was part of the benefit of winning is, you know, we got to give you that award, and we covered the cost.
And so you guys are starting to get some calls from businesses about this.
Correct.
But so, but we don't know how many calls have been made, obviously, in the community.
We do not, of course. These are the ones that we're aware of and a couple of instances of people letting us know. But, of course, it could be more. And this could be just the beginning. So, yeah, really want to make sure that people know out in the community, specifically small business owners, that if you're getting a call from somebody saying that you've won a Best of Colorado Springs award, that you need to pay for your trophy or your plaque, it is a scam.
Red flag.
Right.
Red flag. So some top tips for business owners besides that, you know, hey, check with you guys first, of course.
Check with us. Ask where it's from as well. If they say, you know, BBB or Colorado Springs Independent or the CSBJ or the Gazette, you know, you can actually go online and typically check to see if they have those.
Right.
The Gazette's having their best workplace awards coming up here. So, you know, that's an example of one that's coming. But again, the folks that know that they've won are already aware that they've won, and they received a letter from the Gazette saying on December 8th, this is,
yeah,
when the ceremony is going to be, et cetera, et cetera. But you can check, you know, online. You can check with us. Obviously, we've had people calling us asking us about this, so people can reach out to us as well.
And like we were talking about, a lot of these businesses would love that best of.
Yeah,
that
absolutely
recognition,
they
that
do
best of. So they're like, hey, here's the money. Give us our award.
Right. Right. They're really, really excited because winning a best of award is it's a big deal. I mean, just from a marketing standpoint, from telling your customers that you've won, it makes a big difference to businesses in a lot of cases. So, of course, they want to win. And Colorado Springs is winning lots of awards just,
yeah,
you know,
yes,
in general. So I,
right,
think people can kind of get caught up in that excitement and the hype a little bit and,
yeah,
maybe throw some money some way that they shouldn't be.
Right. Interesting. Well, all these, everybody with a small business, be aware.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right, Jonathan, good to see you. We'll catch you in December.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. 7:41, 19 minutes before 8 o'clock, KRDO's Morning News.